It's a hotly contested race for a judge seat in Lehigh County. There are six lawyers with varying backgrounds looking for a spot on the bench which tries major criminal and civil cases. For Republican Tom Capehart, it's his second try for the seat. He took second place in the primary when he ran in 2019. He says what's different about this race is that there are now three seats for the winning, so his chances are pretty good.
I tell some folks, you know, I don't need to be number one or even number two, but I need to be number three if you haven't made up your mind about me.
Capehart says his portfolio isn't limited to Lehigh County alone. He has a statewide practice in broad-based civil litigation like real estate, adoption, divorce, and zoning. He's appeared before federal, state, and local judges. Democrat Rashid Santiago came in third in his seven-person primary, but this time he has a lot more confidence.
It's difficult to run, to get signatures, just to get on the ballot. There's a lot of components to it. So this time I felt a little more at ease with a lot of those logistical elements, but it's a totally different race.
Santiago is the only district judge in the race, now in his eighth year, but he says what actually sets him apart are his lived experiences growing up poor in a single-parent household. Others on the ballot are Zach Cohen, Tom Caffrey, Marilyn Shields, and David Ritter. Genesis Ortega, WLVR News.